to be better you spend more than $10
sure,
on this.
Sure, French press, it's a fine
what
grind,
is the press
right?
mechanism? It's a
plunger.
A mesh thing and a stick that goes down the middle. I mean, what do you really need?
What's
you
the
need
brand?
Like titanium?
It's not Bodum
like,
or something.
It's Bodum.
Space
oh,
age
yeah.
polymer.
Oh.
Yeah, you're
is that a good brand?
Yeah, it's very well known.
But it comes with a couple of coffee mugs. I mean, this is...
Wait, $10, two coffee mugs.
And a French press for two.
And a French press.
And this is at Target?
Yeah.
I'm going to Target.
All right.
I'm all over that.
All right. Hey, at least if it fails to press the
well,
coffee,
here's the thing.
It's only
I feel like
you got the mugs.
If you had said a $10, like, electric coffee maker, I would be like, all right, that's questionable. But I feel like for something manual like that, I feel like... $10
yeah,
seems perfectly fine.
If you smashed your Keurig earlier this month, go get this $10
I love my French press.
I understand that French press makes the best coffee. That's what I bred.
Yes.
You want the $10 Black & Decker automatic drip coffee maker?
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
I want the French press.
No, you don't. All right, I guess $10 is a fair price for
I'm
a French press.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you go to TJ Maxx, there's they're in that $9.99 to $12 to $14 range. So.
Here's the one really good thing I can say about this
NASA.
Is at $10. Mm-hmm. If you decide you don't like the effort of French press coffee, you didn't invest a lot.
Right, exactly. Sure. Yeah.
You know, it's not like you dropped $100 on an espresso and you're like, I really don't like crema.
The only thing is
you don't take up a lot of space either.
But $10 plus the two coffee mugs. I think there might be something there, Derek.
Just seems a little cheap, is what I'm saying.
Hmm.
But it's Bodum. I mean, Bodum is a respected brand, you know. Okay, this I don't need. This is the Anova sous vide Wi-Fi precision cooker.
You totally need that, Derek.
I
feel like you would be the sous vide guy.
This is an app-controlled cooker.
Yeah.
You leave it on. That's
can
the
we
whole point.
Stop controlling everything with apps?
How are they going to collect information on you?
Right.
How
are they going to know
hot is your chili?
How rare your steak is?
Yeah. I have an oven with knobs and buttons that work. Stop putting apps on everything.
Well, wait a minute. Is your issue because it runs on Wi-Fi with an app, or is your issue with sous vide in general?
No, my issue is that it is app enabled.
Okay.
I don't need app enabled sous vide.
Because I was like, I felt like.
What is sous vide?
Is you vacuum seal the food in a bag and you put it in water and it will cook it perfectly to that exact temperature over a slow, long period of time.
Yep.
And then you'll take your steak out and you can sear it and do whatever to get that caramelization on the
because
outside.
It's not precise enough. Now it's app-enabled. Wonderful. Yeah. You get a free $10 gift card from Target if you buy one of those, $129.
Don't do it.
So if you're looking for one of those, not a bad place to go. It is WMFO Medford. I have to say that.
All right.
Two more before we get to our first break. Sears. Oh, boy.
I can't believe it's
they're still
a
hanging
thing.
In there.
Still
folks,
I love it.
This is the last Christmas you're going to be able to shop at Sears. I'm going out on a limb and saying it. Sears is going to be gone after this Christmas. JCPenney may be gone. J. Crew is probably going to be gone. So go enjoy Sears while you still can. 10 to 50% off everything.
Okay, that's a sign.
That's their deal. 10 to 50% off everything.
But what
that's
do they
have?
That's
just the doorbusters.
10 to 50% off everything.
Appliances.
Appliances.
Mostly.
Which, we're not even going to talk about appliances. Right. If you want some doorbusters here, $10 jeans for her and him.
I'm not going to lie. I'm actually in the market for a stove, so I might have to look at Sears.
this isn't bad.
Yeah.
I actually like this deal because this is almost 50% off. This is a Craftsman 22-inch dual-stage snow thrower. It's Craftsman. It's a good brand. It's dual stage. It will work. It's 22 inches. It's big enough to handle an above average size driveway.
Right.
$399.99.
Nice.
That is a good price for a snowblower. Go in and steal the Sears people blind.
Yeah.
The thing that gets me about this is they're like, you know, 10 to 50% off everything in the store. I don't know if you've been to the store lately, but there isn't very much in there.
Oh, see, I haven't been to one in a while.
I went to one over the summer. It was real depressing.
There's like a couple of board employees standing around and no merchandise on the shelves.
They still sell some tools.
They're still good on the tools. This is a good deal if you know somebody who needs like an entire suite of tools. $210 savings on this. This is a Craftsman 450-piece mechanics tool set.
Wow.
You get all the inch ratchets and you get all the metric ratchets. You get three sockets. You get three ratchets to go with it. Mm-hmm. You get the Allen wrenches. You get everything. You get the fixed wrenches. Everything you possibly need. $189.99.
Nice.
It is Craftsman. It is guaranteed for life.
Well, but if Sears doesn't exist next year.
They've sold the Craftsman brand, so someone else will be servicing that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is the only set of tools, ratchets and wrenches, you will ever need for the rest of your life.
Yes, but if you are the type of person who would be using these tools, you probably already have most of these things.
Yeah, at least half of them.
But they get lost and they disappear, and oh, I've got some of these and not some of these. This is a great way to just like get it all, have it in one place. Mm. It's a great deal for that number of wrenches. That $189.99, every wrench you will ever need for the rest of your life. Sweaters, right?
Oh, it's sweater weather.
We like sweaters.
Ugly sweaters.
This is the men's ugly holiday sweater for $24.99. They're marked down from $60, so more than 50% off. I don't know if this is the only one that they have, but this is an ugly sweater of Darth Vader.
Here's
with stormtroopers above crossed candy canes up above him.
This ugly sweater thing.
Yes.
It's supposed to be a sweater that's not intentionally ugly.
Yes.
And or you make it yourself.
Like now, a Bill Cosby sweater back when he was on the Cosby show.
Right. Yeah. It's just a sweater that
before we knew
is just ugly but was not supposed to be ugly. And now they're making ugly sweaters specifically to be an ugly sweater, and that's where I take
I take offense that sweater was ever really supposed to be $60. There's no way.
Yeah, right.
They mark it up so they can mark it down.
100% acrylic, I'm guessing, too.
I'm with that.
Extra itchy. Also, if you spend $20 at Sears in store or at the website, which is slightly less depressing than the store,
yes.
You can get a pair of 1/10 carat diamond stud earrings in silver, in sterling silver, for $20. So you spend $20, you can get a $20 pair of earrings.
A tenth of a carat.
I don't know why, but you can. One thing that Sears still does well is the home entertainment equipment. That is not televisions and such. $170 off a foosball table.
Oh.
$129.99. That is a good price for foosball if you need one of those.
No one needs one, but if your heart desires it.
Some people need them.
You need the room for one. Right. Foosball table's fun to have. And this is a pro quality, like heavy duty foosball table.
We had an amateur.
Growing up in my basement, we had one from Italy before anybody had foosball.
Oh, yeah.
We called it table soccer.
Yeah.
And it was like, not these big, fat, chunky guys.
Americans,
they were like,
they were thin Italian.
These were thin Italian. It was a little harder to play because they weren't so big. And, you know, they actually had feet. They didn't have, like, that wide paddle at the bottom. And then, yeah.
This is Sportcraft. They're a reputable brand. $130 for a foosball table. That's good. That's a good family gift.
So that's still a thing, huh? Foosball?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got one in my office. Kmart. Again.
Depressing.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, so
hot on the heels of Sears.
May or may not survive into next year. We'll see.
I thought they were dead already. I think the only closest one that I know of is Bill Ricca.
No, there's one in...
there's one in Saugus. There's one in Somerville.
Assembly Square.
Right. Over here. Assembly Square
Kmart?
Is still going.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It's where the metal glove
is. The only one I know of is in Salem, New Hampshire.
Assembly.
They signed 100-year leases on those properties.
Did they really?
So they're getting them for pennies a square foot. And you might as well keep something in there. I think there's one over here in Somerville actually
okay. And I went 2 months ago and I said, never again.
We have a 55-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV.
All these TVs.
It's a pretty good one. $499.99. That's $200 off. That is a pretty good deal. You also get $50 in points. I don't know what the points are. I don't know how the points work. There's points. So,
what's the point?
Yeah, but it's a $500 55-inch 4K TV. Not a bad deal. Mm. But what you really want to head over to Kmart for, if you have daughters, particularly young daughters, $1.99 Barbie beach or ballerina doll.
Ooh.
$2 Barbie. You cannot beat that.
Beach.
Hey, Derek, the niece, well, she's only 2.5. I don't know. She likes girly.
She ain't getting a Barbie. I'm not getting her into that.
You're going to get her the 3-foot tall Elsa.
My sister would kill me. She'll
get the 3-foot tall Elsa.
Like that.
If that Elsa fell over, it would crush her niece to death. Our niece to death.
And
that would be
Ursula
bad.
Ursula is adorable. I wouldn't want to do that.
Here's an item that is of very questionable usefulness. We had the trampoline
Yeah, sure.
And
yeah.
the trampoline became a source of backyard injuries to the point where your insurance company will jack up your premiums if you have one. So to solve this, they put nets around the trampoline.
Right.
Yeah.
In theory, to keep you from flying off the trampoline.
Except we use them like wrestling ropes.
Right.
And
but as everybody knows, those nets aren't the most secure thing in the world. Like, if you fly straight at the net, you're going out, and you're going to get caught up in the net, and you're going to get more horribly injured. So what do you do to make that situation worse?
Oh, my God. I just saw what it is.
You put a jump and jam basketball kit on top of the net.
Oh, no.
So if you spend $150 on a trampoline at Kmart, they will give you a free basketball hoop so that you can jump up and down and fling yourself at the net, and everything can go flying over.
They should give you open enrollment for Obamacare.
I was just going to say, it should come with a gift card for urgent care.
You better make sure that your health care premiums are paid up before you get this one. Even better, just have an orthopedist on call.
I mean,
I can just imagine your teeth going too. You want dental. You want full everything.
How
often do you jump? I mean, like, I get it. You like jumping up and down, but how often do you
make use of a trampoline? That's literally an accident waiting to happen.
The whole point of the net is to keep you from flying off of the trampoline.
Right.
So now we're going to put something on the net to encourage you to fly off of the trampoline.
To jump higher.
It's nuts.
It's Kmart. This is why they won't be around much longer. This is WMFO Medford. It is our annual salute to American holiday consumerism. We're going to take a quick break for a word from our sponsors, some of which may actually still be in business.
To shopping. Montgomery Ward is so complete. It's just a joy to shop there. Values that are hard to beat. You'll find from ground to top there.
Where?
At Montgomery Ward. Be wise and get the better buys at Woolworths. The Woolworth way is the thrifty way. Every day is bargain day. Be wise. Economize at Woolworths.
Kmart is your savings store, where your dollar buys you more.
The savings are really brewing this week at Kmart. Yourself some great savings this week with a 10-cup coffee maker from Kmart, sale priced at just $16.97. This automatic drip coffee maker has a dual filter system for fine flavor and makes 2 to 10 cups of coffee in minutes. The sale ends this Saturday, so you better hurry to Kmart and save.
Kmart is the saving place. CKL
This is Robin Zanner.
Hello, this is Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick for Rad.
Some people think it's fun to drive drunk, but that's unacceptable.
Be smart. If you drink,
don't drive.
Think ahead and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. It is our annual salute to American holiday consumerism, where we break down all of the best Black Friday deals, where to shop, what to buy, what to avoid, where to get all the great free stuff, including free firearms. We'll be talking about free firearms in a little bit. But we just got through the major retailers, and we find ourselves with the specialty retailers now. Best Buy is a... There's been some guy down in Texas camped out in front of a Best Buy since last week.
Get a life.
Because he's got to be the first in line for the specials. Maybe there's a couple in here that are worthwhile. This is a Sharp 50-inch class 4K Ultra HD TV. It is another Roku TV model, but this one's made by Sharp, not the one that they had at Target. $179.99.
Oh, this is Best Buy now.
How big is it?
50 inches. That is the best deal on a TV anywhere this Black Friday. So if you're going, and they're going to have like 10 of these in the store, but they're going to have them. So if you're going to get the TV, go to Best Buy, get one of these. It is the best one that anybody has got. They've also got a 60-inch Sony Smart 4K Ultra HD TV. Again, no HDR. This is an older model, but it's $400 off, so it's $600 instead of $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good price for that. So if you're looking for a TV, we pretty much know at this point you're going to Best Buy.
I'm just
going to
wait until after Christmas when people get all their new TVs and they put their old ones on Craigslist free stuff.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 Blu-ray.
Ooh.
New in stores. Like, this has only been out for a couple of weeks now. $7.99. That's a great price for that. They've also got Moana, which was hot earlier this year, $7.99 on Blu-ray. War for the Planet of the Apes, $7.99 on Blu-ray. And the new Spider-Man movie, $7.99 on Blu-ray. So those are four movies that people actually want to own for $8 a piece. Not a bad deal.
Not bad.
Game deals over at the Best Buy. Again, nobody's doing any bundles or anything on the games this year. You're basically getting the system. The one exception to this is Best Buy, which is going to make you pay a little bit more for the Xbox One. It's $229.99, but it comes with this year's Madden. So you get Madden 18, and you also get a free Xbox One wireless controller with it. So you get the 500 gigabyte console, you get the Madden game, you get a second controller, $229. That's the best deal anybody's got on an Xbox anywhere this holiday season. They've also got the Gran Turismo bundle. They've got the Nintendo Switch. All the stuff that everybody else has. If you buy Super Mario Odyssey, you'll get a free collectible Cappy coin.
The heck is that?
Cappy? Like Cappy... Yeah.
Cappy's the hat.
Cappy the hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I wish they'd had this when I bought it because I bought my copy at Best Buy and they did not have the free collectible Cappy coin. So they've got
What do you do with the coin? Just have it?
You just have it and you sell it on eBay and you make money.
No, you throw it
out.
That's
why I have Mr. Robot barbecue sauce to sell on eBay.
If you can overlook loot boxes and the user rating of less than one on Metacritic,
ooh,
and the controversy and the potential lawsuit being filed by state attorney generals, and still see your way clear to buying Star Wars Battlefront 2, Best Buy will give you a free Darth Maul Funko Pop with your purchase of Battlefront 2.
Attorneys General.
Attorneys General, yes. They're the only ones that are giving you the free Darth Maul Funko Pop.
What is the lawsuit about?
Loot boxes, which are a form of gambling.
Oh, is that what that is?
There's a whole... We're going to get into this probably on the show next week.
I have a life, so I don't know about these EA.
There is a whole controversy with this gambling mechanic that is essential to leveling up your character and making progress in the game. And the Attorney General in Hawaii has basically threatened to file a lawsuit against Electronic Arts because you can pay real money to buy these loot boxes that you don't know what you're getting out of them. And the way that they're designed is to mimic slot machines.
Oh.
And the
baby's first slot machine.
Hawaii's Attorney General has basically said, we don't want kids anywhere near these.
Okay.
Disney actually called Electronic Arts and made them suspend the cash microtransactions in the game before it launched because there has been so much outrage over this. We'll have juicy things to say about that next week. They do have the Beats by Dre because they're Best Buy.
You have to.
Wireless?
Yeah. No, these are the wireless Beats. They've also got the wired Beats, but the wireless Beats, $99.99, so that you can have the full-size Beats with the giant B and let everyone know that you're a consumer whore.
I mean, we're the ones spending 2 hours talking about Black Friday deals.
Oh, no.
So.
Well, we're trying to tell people how not to be a consumer whore. Pop sockets.
So.
What is that?
Everyone familiar with pop sockets?
Mm-mm. I mean, other than a shoulder and these, having to pop it back in?
These are are the new fad. These are showing up with alarming regularity.
This is a fidget thing?
Out in the world. No. You stick this on the back of your phone. It provides a little stand for your phone. It gives you a handle for the phone. And it prevents it from using the wireless charger if you have a Samsung because you got a piece of plastic stuck on the back of it. They are stupid. And of course, they're customized so that you can get the blingy pop socket or you can get the Pokeball pop socket or the Avant-Garde pop socket, whichever one you want. And if you go to Best Buy, you can buy two and get one free.
Because they stink.
And then how do you put your phone in your pocket with that thing on it?
You're asking practical questions.
So sorry. I have a bad habit of being logical and practical.
That the maker of the pop socket would prefer you not ask.
You know what? Buy bath salts. That's just a smarter buy.
Practical.
At this point, just start smoking crack.
That's right.
As
I mentioned earlier, everybody has got the Amazon Echo Dot for $29.99 and the regular Amazon Echo for $79.99. If you go to Best Buy and you buy one of those, you can get a TP-Link smart plug for an additional $10. So what this does is this plugs into your wall outlet and allows your Amazon Echo to control whatever's plugged into that outlet.
Oh, fun.
So you stick a lamp on it, you say, hey, turn the lamp on, boom, you got light.
TP. I thought it had something to do with toilet paper.
No.
Which would be great because if it knew I was out of toilet paper and ordered it.
Then the Echo could tell you, hey.
That'd be great.
I wouldn't go to the bathroom if I were you.
That's TP is low.
TP is low.
If you are a Sean Hannity fan, this came up earlier, and you smashed your Keurig.
Yeah.
That was earlier this month. They were smashing their Keurigs. Good news. They're on sale. Best Buy, $59.99. That is the best price anybody is offering on a Keurig this holiday season.
That is the best price on the worst coffee you'll ever drink.
You know, I've never
been a fan of the Keurig.
Oh, it's gross.
I love the Keurig.
We've got one in my office.
Well, I drink my Dunkin' Donuts.
We've got one in my office, and I've made my peace with it. And I drink a couple of cups of coffee out of it every day.
Mm.
But my Nespresso is a million times better.
My dad just got one of those.
I love my Nespresso.
We put a Nespresso because when we were registering for our wedding, we went to Macy's, and where was the other one? I think Crate and Barrel. Mm-hmm. And I took pictures of everything on my phone so I could do it when I got home on the internet.
Yeah.
And Derek's like, God, take a picture of the Nespresso. Like, no one's going to get us the Nespresso. Sure enough, one of your former coworkers
bought
us that.
My old boss got me the Nespresso. And this was when they were like $300.
Yeah. Robert got it, right?
No, Ben did.
Or Ben, okay.
You can get an Nespresso in several different places on Black Friday for $100.
Oh. His is actually, I think, the one that my dad got. It's just, look at it. I mean, I don't know how they all work the same.
There's two different sizes of cups. Yeah. There's the big ones and the small ones.
I think he's got the little one, and I think his is like an espresso machine.
Yeah, that's the one I've got. I've got the old one with the small cups.
Yeah, but
the newer one, which is more for making coffee with the bigger cups, those are pretty much $100 anywhere you go.
Yeah.
They make way better coffee than a Keurig, but they're more expensive. Yeah. So keep that in mind.
I like my Keurig. I'm a Dunkin' Donuts girl, so I use the Dunkin' Donuts K-Cups, and you can get them at Market Basket. They're not expensive, and I like them.
If you make the six-ounce Keurig coffee, you're okay. Anything more than that, and it's just watery and weak.
Yeah.
It's coffee-flavored drink.
Yeah. You're watery and weak. We will crush you.
GameStop, which was the place that got me out last Black Friday, may get a lot of people out this Black Friday.
Oh,
and I
will
tell you why in a minute. First of all, I mentioned free stuff. You can get a free Xbox.
What?
At GameStop.
Mm-hmm.
How?
It's the original model. It is a pre-owned Xbox.
Yeah.
$59.99 is what you're going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And
how is that free?
There is a mail-in rebate. Normally, we don't like the rebates on this show.
Yep.
But you buy an Xbox, used Xbox, for $59.99. This is the Xbox One. This isn't the fancy new one that's out with the 4K Blu-ray player. This is the original. $59.99, you get the Xbox and a controller, and then you mail in the rebate, and you get the $59.99 back.
Okay.
So, wait, why don't you normally like rebates?
Because nobody mails them in.
Oh, I usually do.
And yeah.
Derek, I bought, as you know, I got four new tires this year, and there was a big rebate. and I sent it in. I got a $75 $75 like gift card, you know, as part of the rebate.
And you gotta,
it was great.
You gotta wait for your cash. It's you,
you
know,
wait. You do have to wait.
I had to wait for like a month.
Yeah. But it's a free Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I like that every time Derek says nobody likes blank, you and I have been like, excuse me.
But this is a current generation gaming console for free.
I thought you said it was old.
It's used.
Well, it's there are new models of the Xbox One out. Right. That are more powerful.
Okay.
This is the original, less powerful model of it. But it still works. It still plays all of the games.
Is it the difference between watching season one of The Simpsons and season 25 of The Simpsons?
Kind of.
Is that what we're working with here?
Yeah. The art style is getting a little bit
better. It's like watching your 4K TV on a 40-inch. That's what
That's a 360, or were we saying one?
No, it's the Xbox One. Or no, it's the 360. Yeah, so it's Xbox 360, free.
It's which also can serve as a DVD player, right?
Yep.
I'm gonna go to GameStop.
Not Blu-ray.
Not Blu-ray.
Right. And I'm gonna dress provocatively and just scare everybody out of line so that I'll be in first.
They have the Funko Mystery Box only at GameStop.
What is that?
It's basically a box. You don't know what's gonna be in it until you open it up. And it's got three GameStop exclusive Funko Pop collectibles in it.
Is this also gambling? Is it like a loot box?
Yeah, kind of. It's more like a blind bag sort of thing.
Mm. Where did the attorneys general stand on this?
They're probably not happy about it.
Yeah,
right. Couple of good game deals over at GameStop. These are newer games. Overwatch, 50% off, $30. And Fallout 4 Game of the Year Edition, $30. That Fallout 4, $30 is the best money you will spend. Mm. That will keep you occupied for all of 2017. Without question. Or all of 2018.
That's a pretty... I remember that.
18 is the one that's coming up, right?
Yeah, no one really knows.
Yeah.
If you go by the Christian calendar.
You can trim the tree with gamer ornaments, including a... Nintendo Star Tree Topper. It looks like the stars in the Mario games.
Oh. I feel like, why did it take them that long to come up with that?
That's kind of fun.
It's sort of like a no-brainer, and it's $7.69. Right. So
you know what? I might get that. I don't have a star for my tree.
It doesn't light up or do anything like that, but if you're a Mario fan, it's sort of a must-have.
Unless you guys really have a tree topper on your tree that puts this wild, trippy thing, the light on the ceiling. It's like you're waiting for a portal to open.
Now, here is the reason that you are going to go to GameStop.
Okay.
This is big.
Mm-hmm.
This is the hottest toy for kids this holiday season. They're called Fingerlings. And if you have a child...
Like the potato?
Your ears just pricked up when I said that. I know, because all your kids have been talking about is Fingerlings. This is a little robot monkey that sits on your finger.
It's a robot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's like a Monchichi on crack.
It's a little animatronic monkey.
You remember Monchichi?
Kids are crazy for them. GameStop is going to have them when they open on Black Friday, $16.99 each.
Oh my God.
That's not bad.
GameStop is going to be host to the riots on Friday.
Yeah, for real.
So if you need, this is the only store that has committed to having these at all during the holiday season. The only time that you know you're going to be able to get them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need Fingerlings, GameStop has them.
Yeah.
GameStop has them at regular price. They've also got Porgs for $10 off for you Star Wars fans.
That honestly looks like a Teletubby and a Monchichi.
No, that's in the new Star Wars movie. That
no,
is
not
the
that. On the Porg. Left. The monk, that.
Yeah,
that,
that's the fingerling.
Yeah, it looks like a Teletubby.
Yeah. No, it's a little monkey.
Oh, it's ugly.
And the kids are crazy for these things.
And it's electronic? It's just sits on your finger?
And what is it? It sits on your finger and
it moves like an animal?
I don't know what it does, but the kids love them. So,
I don't like it.
You're going to lose it. You're going to get a concussion.
You're going to get electrocuted.
Oh,
Fingerlings, GameStop, go. Make a child happy. For $17, you really can't go wrong there. Toys R Us, 40% off selected Lego sets.
Mm.
Again, they've got an assortment of stuff. I see Kylo Ren's shuttle in here.
That's better than who else had Legos before? That was 30% off?
30% off.
Yeah.
Everybody does different sets.
Right.
So, what Toys R Us is doing is they're doing 40% off way more expensive sets.
Yeah, okay.
So this Kylo Ren shuttle, even at 40% off, is still $72.
Unbelievable.
They're doing 40% off like the really, really big sets. But there are kids who want to have these. And if you want to get like a really impressive Lego set for the kids,
yeah,
not a bad way to go.
You know, I think I still have some of my Lego sets now that I think about it.
Mm. They have a...
You've seen our Legos.
They have an
exclusive...
I don't think I've seen them.
The table in our dining room's covered in them.
Exclusive five-pack of Barbie career dolls. Barbie is a chef. Barbie is a doctor. Barbie is a pop star. Barbie is a stewardess. Not all of these are empowering role models, but it's 50% off.
Yeah, but you could go to Kmart and you could get the Beach Bum Barbie for $1.99.
That's true.
$2.
That's true.
And what was the other one? It was Beach Bum Barbie.
And then there was another Barbie.
Ballerina.
Ballerina. That's a job.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Or you could get this one for $25 for five Barbies.
How much is minimum wage Barbie?
You could get 12. Yeah. You get 12 Barbies at Kmart. But
how much is Barista Barbie?
This is really more for the collectors than anybody else.
So how much creepy adults.
How much is I'm just doing this to get through college Barbie? drift.
Sugar Daddy Barbie? I don't know. I'm not certain about that.
I'm working my way through college Barbie.
We have the, if this page ever loads, we have the Play School Friends Sesame Street Love to Learn Elmo. Oh. Yes, because we have to have an Elmo toy every year. This one creeps me out. It's over 65% off, maybe for a reason, kids. Mm. Elmo can learn your child's name.
Oh, there you go.
That's creepy.
There's your technology.
Elmo is app controlled.
What if Elmo gets hacked?
Right.
Elmo is spying.
Yeah.
I don't know that
Elmo needs your social security number.
Elmo wants your
CVV.
Elmo
loves you.
It's the 3-digit number on the back of the card.
Elmo needs you to get mommy's checkbook.
So NSA Elmo, $19.99 over at Toys R Us. Also, if you're into the big bears, this is a 42-inch bear. I know you like the big bears.
I like the big bears.
$19.99 seems to me like a good price for 42 inches of bear.
You know what? Go on Grindr. You can get a big bear for free.
Different kind of bear. Different kind of bear.
I'm listening.
Here's a toy you do not want to buy your child because it has turned out to be inadvertently inappropriate this holiday season.
Oh, boy.
There's a few of these things out there. You got to keep an eye out for this
stuff. Casting couch?
Sure. Oh, no.
Not far away from it, Winston. $22.49. This is the Secret Life of Pets Walking Talking Pet Best Friend Max.
What is it?
Those of you who have seen The Secret Life of Pets will remember that the voice of Max was supplied
by Louis C.K.
Oh,
that's right.
So now you can have a sexual predator talk to your child in dog form. I'm wondering,
will it not let your child leave the room?
Here's the thing. I'm wondering if there's a function on this dog where it says, will you watch me while I sit and lick myself? Is that one of the phrases that the dog says?
I hope so.
Probably.
I mean, let's don't hope so. No.
Don't get your kid the Louis C.K. Max. I feel bad for the people who made this, but oh my God.
Yeah, bad timing.
So because you know what's going to happen?
Not really.
You know what's going to happen is you're going to get this for a kid. You're going to be sitting there on Christmas morning with everybody opening the presents.
Yeah.
And then your cousin who reads Jezebel every single day is going to be like, that's Louis C.K. He's a sex pest.
Okay, first of all, Jezebel doesn't exist. And if your cousin read Jezebel every day, you would have known about these allegations for years.
Or was that on Gawker?
Yeah, it was a blind item.
She's probably not showing up for Christmas anyway because she hates the family.
Now, do we know that he did the voice for the toy?
Oh, yeah. Well, he did the voice for the movie. So
He's also officially been cut out of the second movie.
Yeah. If they're taking clips from the movie, you got Louis C.K.
They cut him out of A Night of Too Many Stars on HBO, too.
Yeah. Here's something that I don't know who's buying this. This is a character-themed Noggin's pillow and blanket sets for kids. $10. It comes with a poo emoji pillow.
Poop.
Yeah. Because you want your kid putting his head or her head on a poo every night.
Yeah, that's how you get a kid who has like scatological problems.
Good training for the future, I guess.
I mean, Winnie the Pooh, though.
No, not Winnie. That would be all right.
Technological innovation for $200. This is $100 off.
Those are cool.
This is the Hover 1 hoverboard.
This one lights on fire.
That's a hoverboard.
And buggy combo.
I thought it was a buggy. I thought
what?
It was the. Those
it's
are old.
A buggy.
That's an old school style that they had when we were growing up.
This turns your hoverboard into some sort of weird elongated tricycle that you can fall off of in new and exciting ways.
God I think they bless. Called them like stunt bikes or something when we were growing up because yeah. I know that we've seen them. Oh, they're like low lying and they get
yes.
handles and your feet are out like
I
this.
Do remember those?
Oh yeah. Like, so you become.
So you could like do. You can,
yeah.
you can pull the levers and you like do like 360s.
And people driving the cars and trucks can't see you because you're so low. Yeah.
Exactly. That's an added bonus. Yes. As an added bonus, it keeps your child so low.
It's like a recumbent
that it makes it
bike.
Easier
yeah.
for people to hit them.
Right.
Yeah.
It is WMFO Medford. On the Tell Mikey D is coming up in less than 30 minutes. Everything you need to know about the Boston music scene on this Thanksgiving, Ian. Here's another word from some of our sponsors. Things that you might actually want to give your kids this holiday season.
And I'm Joe Torre. Welcome to the world of baseball talk. In baseball talk, you'll meet the best players in the game. 122 of your favorite players and managers are included in the first series. In addition to interviews, these cards contain actual radio calls of their greatest moments. Back to throw. There's a win! These cards relive some of the game's magic moments.
He's here! My mystery day!
Mystery day! Are you ready for your mystery day? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery day.
It's Mystery Date, the thrilling new Milton Bradley game of romance and mystery that's just for you. And you. And you. And you. Mystery Date, will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance. When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream or a dud?
Oh!
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date. Remember, Milton Bradley makes the best games in the world. So girls,
open the door for your mystery date.
Get mystery date.
Get Star Wars posters at Burger Chef.
R2-D2, hurry up.
That's right. Four posters featuring the stars of Star Wars are at Burger Chef.
We'd like a Star Wars poster, please. R2, it's our lucky day. It's us.
Just buy a large serving of Coca-Cola for 49 cents at participating Burger Chefs, and a Star Wars poster is yours to control. There are four spectacular full-color Star Wars posters in all, so start your collection today.
Artu, I think we'd better leave.
Star Wars posters, only at Burger Chef, while supplies last.
What a rough week at work. I can't believe we got to travel 100 miles to your parents for Thanksgiving. I'm bushed.
We've got to be there no later than 4 o'clock. Dinner's at 5:30 and the whole family's going to be there. Are you okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm all right. We'll stop for coffee if I get too sleepy.
Don't turn the Thanksgiving holiday into a tragedy. Being drowsy behind the wheel can lead to inattentive driving, or you could fall asleep and cause a crash, resulting in loss of life or serious injury for you, your family, or someone else who is simply sharing the road. If you're too sleepy, it may be too late.
What are you doing? You almost got us killed! Pull over! I'll drive!
Thanksgiving should be a happy time. Don't mess it up by driving drowsy. Be well rested and stay alert. Don't be among the New Jersey residents who die each year by falling asleep at the wheel. This message from the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
It is WMFO Medford, Derek Gary Winston, Kid Mario Cabral, Molly Gary, and Danielle Capolino talking you through all of the best Black Friday deals. And we got a few more to get through before we get to the end of the show. Macy's.
Oh, goodness.
Macy's has sort of been miss every single Black Friday for a few years
now.
Let
me tell you something. The only good thing they do around this time of year, two things, I should say. the parade and their windows at their flagship in New York. Now,
here's what's weird, okay?
Molly's like, otherwise they're dead to me.
Doorbusters this year are going to be from 5 p.m. until Thursday, Thanksgiving, not in Massachusetts, but every place else, 5 p.m. Thursday until 2 a.m. Friday, doorbusters. Mm. Then they're doing it again from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Friday.
Why do they do that?
Yeah. Then they're doing it again from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday.
Why do they do that? I really don't understand.
So, like, pick your day. I guess right. They're hoping...
That's lame. I'm sorry. That's
if I
lame.
Show up at 101, I can't get the doorbuster.
No, you can't. Oh, no. And not only that, they will mock you for trying to do it. But
I mean, they can try to mock me, but...
They got some free stuff after rebate, and we've got rebate people here, so this works. They've got tote bags.
Singling us out again, Mario.
Oh, I know.
They've got leather and canvas tote bags that say things like sparkle and shine. Those are free after rebate.
Naturally.
Gold toe slippers for men, free gold, after rebate.
Gold toe?
Derek, guess what
it's
you're getting?
It's a brand of sock.
Derek, guess what you're getting for Christmas?
Oh. You toes on the socks used to be gold.
They were sparkly gold. I was still thinking about the sparkle toes.
As soon
I'm
as
so
you
sorry.
Said that, though, I had an image of slippers that had like just gold toes.
This is like a steel toed.
No, gold toe makes really nice makes yes, really nice socks.
Yeah,
for
my
men.
Husband yes. loves those socks actually.
Thermal tops for men, free after rebate. Also free after rebate glassware sets.
But it doesn't tell you the prices of any of these things.
It does.
Oh, I'm interested in the thermal.
Okay. The thermal tops are $10.
Oh.
So even without the rebate, it's a good deal. They're normally $30.
And I'll look it up online. I'm not
so those are $10. The slippers are $10, down from $28.
Yeah.
And then the glassware sets are...
Who's paying $28 for slippers?
$10.
Seems like...
Well, it's free.
Well, yeah, in the end. But
yeah, but then you get a $10 rebate on these things, and they're free. So,
so what's with the glassware? It's what, wine? Or
yeah, you get a set of wine glasses or a set of highball glasses or a set
any
of...
Any nice brands? Or
they don't say who the brands are here.
Oh, okay.
It's out of their... Well, there's a Longchamp and... Cellar Basica, which is their in-house brand.
Okay, I've not heard of them.
Yeah, Cellar is like... The in-house Macy's.
Okay. We're not talking Luminarch.
No. But it's still like $10 for glassware is, you know.
Yeah. Not bad.
If you're starting a new place or moving in somewhere and you need glasses.
Especially if you have a family that breaks glassware a lot, like free glassware is the best deal ever. you can get a free Olaf plush toy.
From Frozen. Okay.
You can get a free, this is
I think it'd be funny if you just got a free guy named Olaf.
Yeah, that's, I would buy that. I mean, it's free.
Yeah.
Who's he? That's my Olaf.
They don't even tell you what this is. I think it's pillows. These are free Ralph Lauren pillows.
Yeah, those are pillows to me.
Free select kitchen electronics. If you thought the $10 coffee maker was bad, this one's free.
Oh.
You probably want that one even less.
Wait, how do you get free pillows?
But free crock pot.
You just show up at the Crock-a-Crock-a.
It's basically all $10, and then you mail it in, and you get the $10 rebate.
But all weekend, you can get a free pillow.
You can get it, well, it's during certain hours.
It's like,
so,
how are these people making money?
So
I'm not doing any of this.
5 p.m. Thanksgiving till 2 a.m. Friday, where applicable.
I'll be at
6 a.m. till 1 p.m. on Friday, and then 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday. You can go get the free stuff. They actually have the best deal anywhere on the 5-quart KitchenAid stand mixer, which is a very popular gift at this time of year.
Yep.
$179.99. Everyone else is doing $199 on these things.
Hey, you know what? Look to see if you know someone who's getting married soon. If it's on their registry, get it for them. You'll be a hero.
Yeah.
They've also got the new KitchenAid Artisan, which is the hot new KitchenAid mixer, $279.99. And I believe... Yeah, that's you're saving $270 on that.
Wow.
That's
so good.
That's almost half price. These are good gifts for young families or people who like
and
cooking.
Where is that again?
This is at Macy's.
Macy's.
Surprisingly, they came up with some good deals this year. And then they have this, which I don't understand. They have it's defined as floor care, but these are the Roombas and the other things. 30% plus extra 20% off.
Why wouldn't you just say?
Why wouldn't you just say half off?
Can you do them? Because it's not half off.
Because it isn't half off. You're right.
Can you do
that? Some trickery.
It's like 38% off.
Right.
You know.
So what's the price of it that they're giving you?
I don't know.
It doesn't say there?
They got a picture of a Roomba, 30% plus 20% off, floor care. Yeah, exactly.
That's weird.
That's what I hate, is you do these deals and nobody has any idea, like, is that good, is that
so
bad?
If it's $49.99, it ends up being $27.99, so it's just shy of 50% off.
Something like that.
Yeah.
You say 48%
off. Right. Like, I don't know why you got to be...
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is a good, straightforward deal that you will enjoy. $17.99. This is, again, at Macy's. $17.99 contour memory foam pillow.
Ooh.
If you have one, you know they're the greatest thing in the world.
Yes, they are.
These things are usually $60.
Yes,
so,
they are.
So
$17.99.
Yeah.
$17.99. Again, Macy's.
I'm telling you, my memory foam pillow, oh, I love, because I used to wake up with neck aches. All the time. And once in a while, I still do. But I love my pillow. It's awesome.
Ladies.
Yes.
Ladies.
Go to Macy's. Get your man a London Fog overcoat.
I'd have to get a man first, but sure.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, if you've got a man. Or a Ralph Lauren winter overcoat, $89.99. That is a great, great price.
You want one?
For an overcoat. And the regular price on these things is $350. So... Wow. Them's steep discounts right there. That is a doorbuster. $90 for $350 London Fog overcoat. That is a doorbuster. The bralette is also on sale. Ladies, I know you get very excited about these things.
Always. What is a bralette?
$15 for the Calvin Klein bralette. It's a bra, but it's not. It's a bra without all the underwire and all the other pinchy, unpleasant stuff.
It's for little boobies.
I was just about to say that.
Like me.
Yes.
Yay.
Kohl's. They're doing the Kohl's Cash thing once again, but they're also doing like another like weird hours thing over here. Stores open in Maine and Rhode Island at midnight on, well, they say Thursday, November 23rd, but we know that's not true.
That would be Friday.
That's Friday, November 24th. The Woburn store... near us, opens at 5 a.m. on Friday.
Which one, Darren?
Woburn.
All other Massachusetts stores open at 1 a.m. on Friday.
1 in the morning?
Yeah, but Woburn, you can get there at 5 a.m., so you can sleep in a little bit. $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. If you are a regular Kohl's customer, it's not a bad deal. You never get $15.
What's that camera on the top right?
The camera on the top right, this is a Canon EOS Rebel. This is the DSLR. Yeah, the DSLR that people like. $449. That's $300 off. Plus, you get $135 Kohl's cash, which you come back a week later and load up on shirts and socks and everything else you need.
I think I've maybe bought one thing at Kohl's.
Yeah, so... But that's not a bad deal. Mm. And the $15 Kohl's cash... If you're in the habit of going in there a lot, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
They have the, for the vinyl fans out there, this is a pretty good price. The 3-speed vintage Bluetooth turntable, $39.99, $40.
Why does it need to be Bluetooth?
I'm just thinking.
Because it connects to your computer with Bluetooth so that you can rip albums. Digitally.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Like that. Yeah, but it's a record player, basically. Will connect to your sound system through Bluetooth
as well. Back in the day, there were these things called records.
Yeah. No, the kids know what the records are, believe it or not.
Back,
records
right?
are huge.
Yeah.
And then over at Kohl's also,
the $10 appliance thing.
$10 appliances,
weird.
Man.
Yeah. I wouldn't toss a $10 toaster oven.
How about a $10 Hamilton Beach egg cooker?
I have an egg cooker.
Why?
What's the benefit?
Do you have a stove?
I do.
Does it cook eggs?
I mean, it does, but this thing is perfectly timed, so you put a specific amount of water in it, and the amount of water you put in decides whether or not it's going to be soft, medium, or hard boiled.
And you put it in the microwave?
No, it's a little capsule thing, like with a round dome, and the eggs sit in a tray, and then you put the water in the center, and it basically steams the eggs, and that's how they cook it. You pop a little hole in the top.
How many eggs can it cook at a time?
It'll cook up to 6.
All right.
And I find it pretty convenient in the summertime. I tend to eat, like, you know, egg salad or, you know, deviled eggs and things like that. And
I don't like eggs.
It'll do poached somehow as well. You put it in a little tray, it'll poach the egg. And then I think you can do an omelet in it as well.
Derek, we're never getting one of those.
$10. Yeah. So if you're eating a lot of eggs and you got some counter space.
Yeah.
Considering when I dyed Easter eggs this year, I had to look up online how long I have to boil an egg to make it hard boiled. That shows you I do not eat eggs. So
J.C. Penney, here's here's your offer. Get in store early Thursday or Friday if you're in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. You could receive a $500 off $500 coupon, or $100 off $100 or more coupon, or the one you're going to get, $10 off $10 or more.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, who's getting that $500 off of $500?
Somebody, one lucky person is going to get...
The store owner.
Yeah, one lucky person is getting $500 free at JCPenney at each location.
Yeah, right.
In general, the trend of hideous family pajamas is over this holiday season. Don't tell that to the folks at JCPenney. Where they have the City Streets graphic tee for the family. These are $5, and these are T-shirts that say things like tribe leader. In this picture, the dad is wearing that.
Tribe leader?
Love my tribe. Mom's wearing that. Uh-huh. And then we have a little girl saying new to the tribe on her T-shirt.
You know.
This is disturbing.
Yeah.
On several different levels.
Wait, is that implying that somebody's like...
Well, no.
Or adopted, or
the family is the tribe.
No, like adopted or a foster kid, or
you know what it's saying is we're dumb Americans who will spend money on goofy things.
Yes,
that's what it's saying.
Okay.
A final word from our sponsors, and then we will be back with the most important free deals of the year, including the free firearms coming up next on WMFO Medford.
Free firearms.
Everybody likes free firearms. Yeah. Come on, come on. Pressing the button. There we go.
Suddenly, there's a heavenly fragrance that clings. It's heaven sent. Suddenly, you're an imp wearing angel's wings. In heaven sent. Suddenly, you are all of the things that you want to be. A little bit naughty, but heavenly. In heaven sent.
Heaven Scent Fragrance by Helena Rubinstein. Spray it on and heavenly things happen. Heaven Scent. Splash in it. Laugh in it. Live in it. Love in it. You'll find Heaven Scent Fragrance at Helena Rubinstein counters everywhere.
Suddenly, you are all of the things that you want to be. A little bit naughty, but heavenly. In Heaven Scent. Heaven Scent.
Edgar Allan Poe created tales of mystery and imagination in the 19th century. And now, 100 years later, 20th Century Records has breathed a pulsing beat of life into the body of his work. The Alan Parsons Project, Tales of Mystery and Imagination, is a record album that will live in your memory forever.
You should have seen him lying alone in hell.
Car stereo, Janet?
Oh, it sounds wonderful, Brad.
I know. You see that star up there, Janet?
Uh-huh.
Well, that star reminds me of your left dimple.
Oh, Brad.
And that supernova there?
Yeah.
Well, it's just like the fire in my heart. Oh, Janet.
Brad! What's happening to your tape?
What? No, you don't! Not this time, you carnivorous little sucker! Give it back!
Feed me more tape! Me still hungry!
Alive!
Feed me! We need oxide to live!
I'm so frightened!
If your favorite tapes are getting eaten alive, get a Pioneer Car Stereo with ATSC, Automatic Tape Slack Canceller. It automatically tightens the tape and keeps it from being eaten.
Janet, hide the tapes! I can't control it! Janet!
Janet?
Pioneer, the the only car stereo with ATSC, because tape should be heard and not eaten.
WMFO
I'm
Medford.
Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
And we've heard that story way too many times before. It is WMFO Medford. We have just a few minutes left until On the Tell Mikey D brings you everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. So we've got the best, the most bizarre, the free stuff, the good stuff. AC Moore. There's a place that's
listening.
Synonymous
they
with
sell
Black
yarn.
Friday. Yeah, they do sell yarn. Look, 60% off any one regular price item.
Oh.
So you can go get 60% off one skein of yarn, if that makes you happy. But this is what I like. They're doing some $5 deals on Friday starting at 5 a.m. This is the one I like. This is an 18-inch artificial wreath, $5 for $5. So if you want to huck a lot of wreaths around this
you
holiday
get
season.
One for each of your cars.
$5 for $5, yeah. And that's the cheapest wreath that you're going to find anywhere. Modell's does one sale every year that I think is fantastic on Black Friday. They've got like 50% off fleece, which is the thing that they push. But $50 off Timberland padded boots.
Oh.
$99.99.
Nice. You could benefit from a...
What?
You could benefit
they're
from
$200?
A pair of those.
No, it's like $100 for men's...
I know, but regularly they're $100?
They're regularly $150.
Oh, $150.
Yeah, that is it. And those things never go on sale. That's a great price. Those are great boots.
And then where is that at?
That's at Modell's. Those okay. last...
Because I'm borderline in the market for a pair of Timberlands because I'm trying to recreate my 1987 self.
Those last forever, so they're good to have. Dick's Sporting Goods.
87 was a good year.
Is the only place. Nobody has Yeti stuff on sale because Yeti is a very hot brand right now. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves the product. But if you go to Dick's Sporting Goods and you buy $150 worth of Yeti stuff, or between $150 and $300,
it's a fire sale at Dick's.
You get $25 in Dick's cash. If you spend $300 or more on Yeti stuff, you get $50 in Dick's cash. Closest thing you're going to get to a Yeti discount this year. Buy a bunch of Yeti, get $50 back, you're happy. Right?
I guess.
Yeah. Dollar Tree. Dollar Tree is not having a sale because everything at Dollar Tree
is a dollar.
We have one of those in our town, don't forget.
But I encourage you.
On our Main Street. I've never been in it, though.
I encourage you to check out their holiday catalog because number one, you won't believe that this stuff is a dollar or how they can sell this stuff for a dollar. But the real thrill in here is the customer reviews that have been added into the holiday catalog.
Oh, into the catalog.
Yes.
Oh.
The print catalog, which is available online.
Yep.
Love's Shoes had this to say, quote, "I bought these 18-ounce glass mugs to give my team for Christmas as a thank you. The mugs were perfect to put cocoa and apple cider in. It made a great gift, and I kept a couple mugs for myself because I loved their oversized but not too big size." These are 18-ounce clear glass mugs. Congratulations, Love's Shoes. You just told your team that you spent $1 on their Christmas gift. That's a team leader that everybody wants to work with.
That's like donating to the Human Fund.
You know, at least she's probably not touching them inappropriately. We'll take what we can get at the workplace in 2017.
Yeah.
Here's another one. This is Becky 24. Quote, "All the lights on our tree are from Dollar Tree. We are going on our third Christmas with them, and we love them.
P.S. We haven't burned the house down yet.
Probably not getting a Christmas number #4 after the fire."
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, I stepped on your punchline.
I am not covering my Christmas tree with $1 Christmas lights.
No.
Because I like my house.
Yeah.
Okay, Five Below.
You know what, Derek? Some people rent,
that's true.
Yeah, not my problem.
Get the dollar lights if you're renting. Five Below, Saturday. This is not Friday. This is Saturday and Sunday. If you got a kid that's into Lego Dimensions, the fun packs, which are a figure and a model for Lego Dimensions, $2 for $5. Mm. These are older ones. They don't have a huge selection in every store, but if they got something you want, $2 for $5, probably worth going out of your way to find that.
I just learned that Five Below doesn't just sell clothing. I thought they sold clothes.
Oh, they sell everything.
Oh, no idea.
But it's all $5 or less.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's the hook.
I thought it was just junky
clothes.
Yeah,
I thought
clothes.
It was clothes.
Yeah.
Lowe's has got the 99-cent poinsettias back, so you can get a whole ton of poinsettias and
Don't
throw those all over the place.
So does Home Depot.
If you hate...
If you have pets, don't buy the pinsettas. Their animals are allergic to them.
If you hate your neighbors, for $69, Rob Gronkowski's going to buy two of these.
Mm.
For $69, a 10-foot Snoopy Christmas inflatable.
Mm.
Yes, it is a 10-foot tall Snoopy for your lawn. Become the embarrassment of the neighborhood.
Right.
Old Navy has totally blown it this year. They used to, remember they were giving away $1 million?
Yeah, they had $1 million giveaway.
They're not doing that. They're doing their usual 50% off.
Yeah.
But they're doing it all weekend. So 50% off anything you buy between November 22nd and 24th. Black Friday itself, you can get cozy socks for $1, and they will donate $1 to Boys and Girls Clubs.
That's
what about
nice.
What about performance fleece? That used to be the big thing.
Yeah.